Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat
concerned. Thank you very much. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted this last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
No.
And is that no agree or no disagree?
Read that question again.
Yes. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I have not been, so I disagree.
I disagree. And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat
disagree. Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
And would you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat,
thank you. Now, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost three times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat,
thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first one is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
Read that one again, please.
Yes. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Oh, support.
Support. And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat,
thank you. The next one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Huh. Would you support or oppose this?
Oppose.
And do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose it?
Support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
I think strongly on that one.
Thank you. The next one is improving electrical grid reliability.
Support.
Do you strongly support it or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is expanding quality health care.
Support.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat?
Somewhat.
someone. Thank you. The next one is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat.
And the last one for this section is increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you very much. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And here we have a scale. We want to know if you find those statements very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first statement is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. The next one is the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster and are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this
somewhat?
Somewhat convincing? Thank you. And the last one for this section is big oil and gas companies knew about climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you very much. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, thank you. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Shoot, they say anything. I'll say somewhat.
For this, we just want to know if it would enhance your opinion of the lawmaker. Diminish your opinion, yeah.
Okay, enhance.
Enhance, thank you. The next one is similar to the last one. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
It would have no impact.
Thank you. And the next one is, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Enhance. Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
Diminish.
Now, we just want to know if you would strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose that bill.
I would somewhat oppose it.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the 2024 elections were being held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of this category, following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Republican.
What is your race? White, African American. Thank you. And yes, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.